The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano with news guy Al Gattulo and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
You know, that's so funny.
Here's Joe. Hey, Joe.
I'm in a store now. It's so funny. I'm in Sorrento with my buddy Andre. So they heard you play Funiculi Funicula. Yes.
If you make me in direct line, I song Funiculi Funicula for voice, for my voice. You want to hear?
Okay, I got the guy. Another Italian guy wants to sing, Steve, just like the rest.
What's his name? Work. Come si dice over there?
Come si chiama, per favore? Come si chiama?
Me, si. Frank.
Frank, like Sinatra.
Franco.
Franco.
Stefano in New York, sing for us.
Lei molto gentile, grazie mille. Con molto rispetto.
Oh, wow. Well, look at you. He said you're a really great gentleman.
Me and Pavarotti, all together.
All together. Andiamo, let's go.
Thank you, Frank. Grazie mille.
Are they going to sing or not? Were they
going to
sing?
Wait, I'm getting a present. I'm getting a bonus walk. I got it, and I'm going to tell you exactly what I'm doing. You're not going to be. Oh, I have a nice. This is a nice. This is a sunglass cleaner.
By the way, only Joe could say Aspet. Aspet is the word from. It's not even in Italian. It's from Naples. It's a dialect. It means shut the hell up.
No, I got to tell you, Andre, vieni qua per favore. So I have I got to go shopping. Listen.
You
I'm a mess.
The guy
like,
live
I'm on
the
road.
The
You think it's here. Everybody else is like they're in Capri, right? Capri. They're all running around. I'm running errands because I got to get a charger. My phone's going to die.
The issues so that I ran Piscopo into a has.
Listen. The guy on Andre. See, Andrea.
Could you tell Andrea that we're in New York on a big radio show? Aspet. Tell him to be quiet.
Aspet. Aspetta,
silenzio.
Okay, well, andiamo. Let's go.
So Andre's got me. He's got this beautiful van, and he goes, "Where do you want to go?" He's taking me all around Sorrento. We got occhiali del sole. We got the sunglasses. And Steve.
Yes.
And charge the telephone.
By the way, this is the most chaotic. This is one of the reasons why this show is so popular. You have no idea what to expect. Piscopo's talking to eight people at the same time.
Right.
In Sorrento, here in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Steve Adubato here with Al Gattulo. It is insane. Go ahead.
So I go into the, Al, you love this. I go into the sunglass store because I, of course, I lost my Ray-Bans, which I do weekly.
Right.
So I go in and the guy goes, oh, what the kind? I go, Blues Brothers. He goes, Blues Brothers. Belushi, everybody knew the Blues Brothers, you know?
That's the greatest.
Oh, but even Andrea knows the Blues Brothers. But I tell you, I'm talking to you now, and I don't mean to be loud, to be the obnoxious American, although
no.
I probably see an American flag with the Italian flag down the street, and where it's a little avenue, huh? Right there in the Centro Sorrento, it's right here. It's right in the middle of Sorrento. Beautiful, beautiful town, as you can see, the history. But I have to tell you, the Italians are so friendly. It's like, just think if you're in New York and you said to somebody, I need a charger, I got to go to AT&T, I got to get a sunglass, and then that cab driver staying with you every step of the way. That's what – and he's walking me in the store. Steven,
wow.
He's walking me in the stores, every store. That's the Italian
spirit. It's just like New York.
And then he – listen, Andrea left his car. He left the van open with the door open. It's right there. No one touched it. It's like unbelievable. I'm telling you. So then, buongiorno, buongiorno. Oh, that people are saying, who is that strange Italian talking obnoxiously on the street?
This is the greatest.
I'm waiting for somebody to mistake you for Joe Pesci.
Hey, Joe, what am I? A clown? I make you laugh?
Yeah. I know. But look at they have everything. They have, here's a cannabis store. Al, you need anything?
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Come on. The non sequiturs just keep coming. One thing does not connect to another. He's just having a good time.
That's it.
And we're jealous because you're on the Perillo Tour, sponsored by the Columbus Citizens Foundation. You're in Sorrento. Yeah. You're going to your family over in Avellino. You're doing all these great things. And we're in New York trying to do a show. And you're entertaining everybody from over there.
Listen, I appreciate it. Vinacqua
means shut up, please.
I'm looking down at Steve, you need anything for the kids? I'm in front of a souvenir shop in Sorrento. It's got, how about a wooden spoon? Remember the wooden spoon?
A wooden spoon, yeah. No, my mother had, I got hit with the wooden spoon so many times by Francesca Adubato, who's listening right now. I don't need a wooden spoon. We don't hit our kids. We've gone the other way, Joe.
Hey, listen, so it's Piscopo live from Sorrento, and we're on the Perillo Tour having a blast. Those are all the Vespas going by. And it's just so great to be in touch with the heritage and everything. And Steve Perillo put together with Deanna, with Janice, and the whole team at Perillo Tours, the best absolute tour. You can't believe it. And we hopefully will do it again. And it's just, I'll tell you what, it's running every second. We're going every second. We're off to Prato La Sera, Avellino tomorrow. We're going to recognize my family, the Piscopo family, in the name of my grandfather, Rosario. And then today we were in Sorrento, and everybody went to Capri, which I've been to. But I must say I find great serenity, Stephen. This is a beautiful town. And my father, in the Second World, don't forget, he spent 4 years in the United States Army Air Corps serving the United States of America in this great country, in Italy here. And he said his favorite town, and he was in Bari, La Foggia, Roma. He said Sorrento. That was Pop's favorite town. So I feel my dad's vibes while we're here, in Italy. And then I'll be back. Then we'll be back next week, and then we're going to just hit the ground running. And Al, by the way, you know, Steve, I felt so bad because Debbie's here.
Give our best to Debbie and Frank.
Oh, they love Debbie. They love Frankie Five Burrows. He's talking on This guy's sticking with me. How much do you think this is going to cost me, Al?
Oh, 150 euro. Easy.
I'm telling you, he's staying with me, and I just happened to pick the guy. Hey, could you take me around like that? But listen, Frankie was doing the tour stuff on the bus with the microphone, making everybody laugh. He was just great about it. So it's been nice, and we've been just kind of hosting these great folks here. And again, Steve, thanks for mentioning Columbus Citizens Foundation. They made the phone call possible. All of Angela Vivolo, and John and Marion, and the great group over there. But you know, Steve, it's heritage everywhere, brother. That's what we're all about.
And by the way, Joe, listen, when you go to Avellino, I want you to what to expect, because here's what's going to happen.
What's going to happen?
Let me tell you something. Avellino, which is the province, one of the biggest provinces in that part of Italy, Naples area, there's going to be a parade. There is going to be a greeting. There's going to be a celebration for the great Joe Piscopo that you don't expect, because the word gets around. Sure. They don't need social media. They don't need Twitter.
Yeah.
They don't need Facebook or Instagram. Yeah. Word of mouth. Piscopo's coming home. It's going to be a party. You better make sure you have that phone. You take some video, because it's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Well, all I keep thinking, it was a small town where my
word's going to get around. Forget it, Joe. Forget about it. You think they haven't changed. They're still old school.
My father always said it was they were blacksmiths there, So, and then he said, for the one horse that was in town, because it was such a small little town. And then, but I'm going to go there, and my cousin Geraldina will be there. So it's going to be interesting. Unless, Al, they think I'm Joe Pesci, and then they have a whole big tribute to Pesci while I'm there.
Well, that'd be nice.
Yeah, you think you have one cousin there. You're going to have 17,000 cousins by the time you get there.
It's so true. So, guys, I wanted to just check in, send love from Sorrento. thanks, Steve. Thanks so much. I know there's a lot going on, and we give everybody our best, and we appreciate the guests you're having on. Al,
yes.
What the point I wanted to make before, we miss you, man. I tell you, people love you. They love Cthulhu Meister.
You've been saying this every day. I'm getting a little teary-eyed. I'm a little jealous that I'm not there. I should just jump on a flight and show up.
No, I need you here. Need you here in the studio to keep things together. Joe, what am I going to... Oh, imagine me in the studio. It's me. Charlie's over here producing. He's looking at me. And I go, what am I going to do? If Al's not here, what am I going to do? I walked in this morning at 6:02. I go, Al, what am I going to do? He goes, don't worry. I'll carry you.
We got it.
Stephen, we appreciate it. And again, thanks to the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Thanks to Steve Perillo. Just having a great, great time. There's a lot to get into. What the beauty of this, Steve, out about it, my longtime friend, is that you don't have to worry about all the nonsense, all that's going on and the news. It's great to just take a break a little bit. And I see that in the faces and the wonderful personalities and the families that are with us on this tour. And we got a whole big group with us. And we put everything aside. We just are together as Americans and just having a great time. That's what we try to create on the Piscopo Show every morning.
He's right. Joe, are you telling me, before I let you go, are you telling me that over there in Sorrento, they are not talking about taxes and the impeachment policy and whether the Democrats should open up the process and the Republicans had pizza in the caucus room? Are you trying to tell me that's not what's on the agenda?
they could kill us, man. You walk down and I find myself singing, Vide mare quanto bello, spirito tanto sentimento. Oh, this is my guy Frank. I think he's going to sing with me again. I'm going to be singing on the streets in Sorrento for crying out loud.
Beautiful.
Hey, guys, listen, thank you, Steve.
Love you,
thank
Joe.
You, Albert, I love you.
Love you too, Joe.
We're going to check in. I'm going to try to get back to the hotel. It'll be less hectic next phone call, but we appreciate you keeping the fort down because we appreciate every single person listening to Joe and Steve and Al on the radio, because we never take it for granted. On AM 970, The Answer, live from Italy, live from New York. Love you guys.
Thanks, Joe. We'll talk to you next hour. Thanks so much.
Al.
Yes.
You guys don't need me. You don't need me. Piscopo is driving this thing. He could host a show from anywhere in the world. He connects with people no matter where he is, no matter where they are.
Yep.
He's just got that personality.
It's amazing, though. He's on the phone talking, and people are coming up to him. Hey, hi, how you doing? I never understood that. If somebody's on the phone, you don't talk to them.
Nah, stop. You don't know.
You don't know.
It's just the way it is. Hey, by the way, that was Piscopo, Joe Piscopo, over at Perillo Tour. The folks at the Columbus Citizens Foundation making that happen. They got 3 bus loads over there.
Yeah.
Having a great time.
Having a great time.
But Steve Adubato here, sitting in for the great Joe Piscopo today and tomorrow. In just a couple minutes, we're going to be joined by another good friend of ours. He's Ira Robbins. Ira just came back from Italy. I just realized this. Ira came back from Italy. He is the president and chief executive officer of Valley Bank. They have branches in New York, New Jersey, all over the country. He's one of the youngest CEOs in the country, particularly of a bank. We talk about what's going on in the banking industry, interest rates, impact on real estate, et cetera, a whole bunch of things with him. And also, by the way, at 8:20, my really good friend and former colleague, I used to work at WABC News until I got fired. That's not a joke. Charlie, you laughed at that?
Yeah.
Ritter knows this. Bill Ritter knows. Bill Ritter, one of the great anchors, who's never going to get fired. The day I got fired, the program director, I did something on the air he didn't like. He's like, listen, don't come back tomorrow.
Wow.
And that was it. And I said, Bill, they made me leave. He goes, listen, just leave quietly. It'll be all right. You got a long career ahead of you.
Right.
And that was like, about the 4th station that let me go.
Wow.
Yeah. But PBS has never let me go.
See?
I'm loyal to PBS. That's why I'm on every night.
That's
on
right.
WNET in New York and JTV in New Jersey, one-on-one. But on Sundays at 2 o'clock, what can people find?
They can find the Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato and Mary Gamba.
That's right. Hey, listen, careers go on. You get fired. Things don't work out. It's not what happens to you, Al. You know this better than anyone.
That's right.
It's what you choose to do with it.
Yep.
And forget about getting fired. If anyone wants to know about strength and courage and being, I don't know, tough and resilient, just talk to Al Cattullo about dealing with certain things and coming back and being stronger than ever. I'm not going to get overly serious this morning. but you inspired so many people and continue to do that.
Well, thank you, Steve. I appreciate
that's
that.
That's just, you know, all jokes aside, it's just the way it is.
Thank you.
So I'm taking a break right now.
Right.
Who are we going to?
Well, we're going to traffic with Susie
Cerrone.
Like
I said, what the heck would I do without you?
See?
Susie Cerrone's coming in, by the way, in just a couple seconds. Our good friend Ira Robbins, president and CEO of Valley Bank, going to give us the update on what's going on in the banking world. All yours, Susie.
Hey there, Steve. Thanks so much. A tractor-trailer accident. Actually, two tractor-trailers involved. It's crashed on the Cross Bronx Westbound at White Plains Road. Their center lane is blocked. It's packed from the Bruckner and an overturned car in Queens. On the Grand Central Westbound, it's actually the service road that's closed by Northern Boulevard. Inbound George, 30 for the upper, 20 at the lower. The Lincoln is 30. Holland, 30 from the Turnpike, 40 from 1 to 9. Alternate side in effect. Crash on the Palisades Parkway southbound north of the Toll Plaza. That is causing single laning. You're backed up from exit 2. May just want to stick with 9W instead southbound. An overturned car on the Turnpike. Car lanes northbound by 13 by the Gothels Bridge. One lane out in the car lane. Stick with the truck lanes. Horrible on the New York State Thruway southbound from 14B into Westchester. And in Orange County, a tractor-trailer accident has 208 closed north and south on your Ponsline Lane. That is right by the driving range. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
You know, everybody within the sound of my voice knows about New York's famed and historic Columbus Day Parade. It's the world's largest of Italian-American culture and heritage. Let me pull back the curtain just a bit, if I may, and tell you about the tremendous organization that makes this all possible. It's the Columbus Citizens Foundation. Its roots go back to 1944 through the foresight of two extraordinary men, Judge Samuel DeFalco and General Rosso Pope. The Columbus Citizens Foundation is dedicated to promoting Italian-American heritage, focusing on its philanthropic endeavors. The foundation has distributed more than $35 million in assisting Italian-American students over the last 30 years. In the coming school year, the foundation is providing assistance to over 700 students. Today, the Columbus Citizens Foundation has earned the reputation as one of the most prestigious Italian-American organizations in the country. If you are moved and would like to get involved or contribute to its scholarship program and help kids, please call 212-249-9923 or go to columbuscitizensfd.org, 212-249-9923 or columbuscitizensfd.org.
Sponsored by Walgreens. Hello, Saver. Get Medicare Part D copays for as low as $0 when you choose a plan with Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy. $0 copay on Tier 1 generic drugs available through select plans that include Walgreens as your preferred pharmacy.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Dangerously windy weather sweeping through Northern California is bringing power outages to tens of thousands of homes and businesses. The state's largest utility is staging blackouts designed to prevent wildfires. Pacific Gas and Electric cutting power to nearly 180,000 customers in 15 counties. Tesla posting a surprising profit of $143 million in its latest quarter. The numbers are raising hopes the electric car pioneer may finally be turning the corner after posting mostly losses during its first decade as a publicly held company. The uptick comes after Tesla lost more than $1 billion during their first half of the year. Asian stocks closing Thursday mostly higher. U.S. stock futures are trading slightly higher. And on Wednesday, the Dow gained 46 points. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Tom Graham, invested in you.
You see them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
And Balance of Nature, for my energy and everything, it does make it much easier for me. I love it. I tell everybody about it. And I love when they have the shows when the doctor speaks and all. So it really, it lifts your spirits, too, knowing that there's somebody out there that really wants to help you. and has come up with something this good. So I'm happy.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Balance of Nature is now offering a 35% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. This offer may end at any time, so don't wait to start Dr. Howard's Health Challenge. Call 800-2468-751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code THE ANSWER.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
All right, folks, mark your calendars, because I've got an event on November 9th. It's not me, it's the station, but there is an event coming up on Saturday, November 9th that you do not want to miss. What better way for you to spend your Veterans Day weekend than in a suite at the iconic Mikey Stadium with Joe Piscopo and yours truly? That's right. We've got exclusive VIP tickets that get you a parking pass, access to the Kimsey Suite, food, beverage, game ticket, and the experience of a lifetime with your favorite AM 970 hosts. Join us for this ultimate Army game fan experience. For a short time, you'll have a chance to buy these VIP tickets to the November 9th Army game against UMass. Now, these are exclusive tickets you can't get anywhere else. We're offering an early bird special price. Listen to this, $74.99. If you purchase your ticket before October 31st, you get these tickets for $74.99. That's right, $74.99 for a ticket, parking, food, drink, and the Army football experience of a lifetime. I'm telling you, it is the pomp and circumstance is amazing there at West Point. Just head to goarmy.eventbrite.com to purchase tickets. That's goarmy.eventbrite.com for your early bird special price tickets. Prices are going to go up and tickets are limited. Get them while you can.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/AM970TheAnswer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Be wise, be smart, behave, my heart. Don't upset your car when she's so close. Be soft, be sweet.
That's beautiful.
But be discreet. Don't go off.
His voice never gets old to me.
She's so close.
There he is, the chairman of the board. The only guy that you want to listen to at this time of day. That's the great Frank Sinatra. By the way, that song is dedicated to, you and I agree on this. So I got a great, listen, Twitter can be nasty. It can be angry. It could be vitriolic, people saying all kinds of things. But this guy tweeted me. Yesterday he tweeted, oh, Steve Adubato's going to be on. I think that guy's a liberal, as if that's some sort of pejorative, negative term. And I go, listen. Someone else said, hey, he thinks he has all the answers. He's the smartest guy in the room. I wrote, listen, I may not be the smartest guy in the room, but I look forward to a civil, respectful conversation on the best radio show in the world. This guy who I thought was writing nasty things to me, this guy Hank, what's Hank's last name?
Papora.
Hank texted this morning. I love this. Hey, Steve, have a great show today and tomorrow. I have a pot of fresh coffee at my side. Please play Sinatra, which Al took care of.
Mm-hmm.
I love Joe. He loved Joe hosting the show yesterday.
Right. Joe Borelli.
Who's a great councilman.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he just said all the nice things. And I thought to myself, that song is for you, Hank. It's for all the people who say they disagree with each other, whether it's me or anyone else. But as I said before to Al, you're too little, let's always be respectful and courteous to each other. So he played that song for you, Hank Sinatra. Classy. You're having your pot of coffee. We're having a conversation about things that matter. And speaking of friends, I'm about to go to our good friend Ira Robbins, who is in fact the president and chief executive officer of Valley Bank. This is Steve Adubato here with Al Gattulo in the studio. Ira, how you doing, buddy?
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me today, Steve. I really appreciate it.
It's always good. By the way, Ira is one of those people, a very young CEO, hardworking, serious, but one of his obsessions, because he and I talk leadership all the time, including he's been great on our Leadership Hour show. He's coming on again next month. Ira's big on civility and respect for other people, even when we disagree. Am I taking that too far, my friend Ira Robbins?
It may not be far enough. I think it's important, especially where society is today. And as a leader of an organization that impacts, you know, we have over 600,000 customers today. So, you know, getting a political aside as to one way or the other doesn't do anyone any good. But we need to be focused on what's going to benefit the entire community, the entire geography that we support. And that's where the focus should be, not taking political sides.
And by the way, I remind everyone what the footprint, if you will, of Valley is.
Yes, it's great. Valley is a local bank that started in 1927 in the New Jersey footprint, but today we've grown to northern New Jersey, most of New York, as well as Florida and Alabama. So we have over 3,200 employees and as I said, over 600,000 customers today.
Steve Adubato here with Ira Robbins over at Valley Bank. Let me ask you this, Ira. If you were to describe the, quote, New Jersey economy, A, is it any different from the New York economy, and is it different from the national economy?
It's a great question, something we focus on a lot here within our organization. You know, unfortunately, Jersey's growing, which is a positive, but not nearly to the same trends that we're seeing on the national level. So we see growth in building permits in New Jersey. Housing prices are beginning to come back. There's been GDP expansion. But in the aggregate, there's some of those metrics are not even back to where they were in the financial recession. Unemployment as a total has gone down from about 3.9% last year to 3.3% this year. But we really have to look into those numbers and see what's driving those, the types of jobs, the participation rate across the economy. So I would say New Jersey still has some progress to make.
Well, you know, we're talking to Ira Robbins, the CEO of Valley Bank. I've been doing leadership development there for several years. Ira and I go back a long way, and we actually had lunch the other day. We had a conversation about how technology is, in fact, changing the banking world. Connect this for us, Ira. What has technology done to change, dare I say, consumer demands or expectations of what they want from the bank?
Yeah, it's a massive disruption, and I think that's an opportunity for many banks. You know, customers want to be served differently, and it's our responsibility to make sure we're serving them in a manner that they elect to be served, not in a manner that's most the cost efficient for us. So I think as to how we look at delivering our products, the types of experience isn't a bank experience, but it's an Amazon experience, and that's something we need to make sure we're establishing the appropriate technology expense for. You know, but if you actually link it back to the comment before, Steve, about New Jersey, you know, to me there's something there as well. You know, when we look at New Jersey, we've been very fortunate over a long period of time to be a bedroom community to New York. And a lot of the people that lived in the state of New Jersey, you know, commuted into New York or were indirectly affected by what was going on in New York City. Today, as technology impacts banks, it impacts people. And the ability for people to have mobility and to not necessarily live right outside New York City is going to have a significant impact on how we think about the state of New Jersey as we continue to move forward. So as we think about how Valley needs to address and be proactive in looking at what the future of banking is going to be like, it's similar to what our governor and the politicians in New Jersey need to do to make sure that we're on the forefront as to how we think about population mobility and what that does to the GDP in our state. It's a huge, huge impact.
One more quickie on the economics. So the Fed, I don't want to get too wonky here, but how critical is it from your perspective as a CEO of a major bank, what the Fed does with interest rates, say, over the next 6 months, as it relates to not only our overall economy, but my wife's in the real estate business. There are a lot of folks who are connected to real estate, who's buying, who's selling. What impact do you think it'll have?
It has, once again, you know, you can't say that a variable like interest rates isn't going to have an impact on the economy. It has a significant one. As rates go lower, obviously it provides for more economic expansion, but the negative is it also provides for bubbles. And that's something we need to be cognizant of as a lender, as a bank that's never had a losing quarter in the 90 years that we've been around. Credit quality is important to us. And while interest rates are helpful in growing the GDP, we also need to be mindful of those unintended consequences. And I think that's something that we consider to really focus on here within the organization. And hopefully our borrowers are mindful of that as well.
One more quickie. And when I came in the studio this morning, Al Gattulo, who I haven't seen in a while, because I haven't been in the studio, who runs the news operation. He is our news guy, if you will. And Alan, when I walked in, Alan and I saw each other, you know, big hug to each other. And he said, "How you doing?" And my response was very simple. And I know you'll appreciate this, Ira. I said, "I was just thinking, we're only as good as our kids are." And Al agreed with me. And you're laughing because Ira and I had the same conversation the other day. So Ira runs a major bank. He's got investors. He's got Wall Street to deal with. He's got a board to deal with. He's got thousands of employees. Ira, real quick before I let you go, tell folks what your weekends are like and how much of a priority your family is, just to remind folks what's really important in our lives.
Well, I will absolutely echo that. And I will tell you, so everyone can hear, I'm only as good as my wife. And I'm very fortunate to have a wonderful wife that takes excellent care. Esther takes care of four wonderful kids, ages 2, 6, 8, and 10. And for me, it's all about balance, making sure that there's enough time to promote the values and character traits that I want within my children. So weekends from 6 a.m. in the morning until 10 o'clock at night, making sure that they're shuttled around to all the different sporting activities as well as all the community service that we do within the organization and personally at home as well. So that balance is really important to me. I think our responsibilities upon life isn't just for our own benefit, but it's what we're leaving behind. And we're leaving behind, hopefully, children and those that impact others in a positive manner.
You've been listening to Ira Robbins, president and CEO of Valley Bank. We're not just talking about the bottom lines, the stock bottom line, if you will, the stock price and everything else, which matters. But we're reminding ourselves, particularly with Joe Piscopo over in Italy, talking about his family, going back to see where his family is from in Avellino. And by the way, Ira, you were in Italy recently, weren't you?
A wonderful trip. And if I wasn't with my kids, I might have stayed just with Esther. It was excellent.
Yeah, and Esther's listening right now, too. But Ira reminds us of what's really important. By the way, make sure you check out Ira. He's coming back in to do the Leadership Hour with us to talk about a whole range of leadership issues that'll be airing next month. So check out the Leadership Hour right here on AM 970 every Sunday at 2 p.m. My good friend Ira, I will see you soon, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Steve.
All the best. That was Ira Robbins. I like talking to, I don't know about you, Al, but I'm fascinated by talking to other leaders in different walks of life about how they do what they do, how they've learned to be the leaders they are, how they balance, if you will, their professional lives with the things that really matter most at home. To me, that's not, someone says, well, where's the sex appeal in that? To me, that's life.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's what it's about.
Absolutely.
So, what do we got?
News we have.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was on a riff.
That's all right. You can tease about what you want to talk about.
You know, I'll tell you what I do want to talk about. What I really want to talk about is civility. I'll go back to this.
Okay.
I asked Charlie to pull, and this is not really just about President Trump. It's about everyone who's involved in public life and everyone who talks to each other on social media and other places. Here's the question I want to ask. Can we respectfully disagree with each other on politics, on taxes, on the impeachment process, on Democrats, Republicans, on these socialist Democrats who are so far to the left? I call myself someone who was a Democrat. I used to be a state legislator, a Democrat, but trust me, my policies are not the same as some of these far left Democrats. Can we disagree on policy? Can we disagree on politics without calling each other names and being nasty to each other? Because I'm a big fan of what I like to call respectful dialogue and civility in politics. The number right here is 877-970-2999, 877-970-2999. I'm Steve Adubato. Let's talk civility in politics, Al. That's what I want to talk about, okay? That's it. Go with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
52 degrees at 7:38. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Former New York City police officer Daniel Pantaleo is suing to get his job back. This comes nearly 2 months after he was fired for his role in the 2014 chokehold death of Eric Garner. According to his attorney, Stuart London, Pantaleo filed a lawsuit against the NYPD Wednesday, alleging the decision to fire him was arbitrary and capricious, adding that it's specifically about fighting to get his job back. NYPD Commissioner James O'Neill announced his decision to fire Officer Pantaleo in August after the judge presiding over his disciplinary hearing recommended he be let go. A Passaic County family is claiming a funeral home mix-up led to them saying goodbye to the wrong person. News 12 reporting that when the Patterson family of the late Doris Chapman went to the Bragg Funeral Home to say a private goodbye last month, they were purportedly presented with the wrong body. However, the family claims that staffers insisted that it was Chapman's body and that it had changed following her passing. Chapman's family says the correct body was in the coffin during the funeral, but allege at least one funeral home employee has admitted to the error. The family says it's going to sue, but the funeral home has yet to comment. In sports, Knicks outscored by 10 in the fourth quarter. They lost their season opener 120-111 against the Spurs. Nets opened the season with a heartbreaking 127-126 overtime loss to the Timberwolves. Nationals halfway to their first World Series championship. They scored 10 late runs to crush the Astros 12-3 in Game 2 of the Fall Classic in Houston. Game 3 in D.C. is set for Friday night. Sports is brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerone's got the answer.
Clear skies. We're 52 now in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. A two-tractor trailer crash on the Cross Bronx westbound at White Plains Road. That blocks the center lane. An overturned car. Grand Central westbound, the outer roadway by Northern Boulevard. It is closed. Everyone has to stick with the main line of the Grand Central westbound. So try to stick with the LIE westbound. Inbound George 30 for either deck. The inbound Lincoln is 30. The Holiday is 30 from the Turnpike 40 from 1 to 9. Crash on the Palisade Parkway southbound right before the GWB tolls. You're backed up from exit 2. Overturned car on the Turnpike. Car lanes northbound by 13. One lane out. Northbound by 13 for the Gothel. Stick with the truck lanes instead. Heavy delays on the throughway southbound from 14B into Westchester. Your forecast, nice today, sunny and 66, partly cloudy tonight down to 50 degrees. Friday, cloudy and 65, Saturday, cloudy and 59, a rainy Sunday on tap. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. Love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. When I met Iggy and Chester and Carmelo and the folks at Route 22 Toyota, I saw how it was a family and how they were really there to help. What could we do? And the first thing Iggy said to me, you know that from Route 22 Toyota? And I'm going to tell you the deal that you can get. First five callers, next 5 minutes. You know, if you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, a free oil change, and a free filter from Route 22 Toyota. But you got to be one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes. This is a great way to get over there. 855-621-9949. All European models are excluded. But when I met Iggy, the first thing he says to me is, what charities do you like, Joe? And I go, well, I go, the Boys and Girls Clubs in New Jersey. I'm the spokesperson. Steps up. He becomes the man of the year. He makes a personal donation. He gets Toyota to make a big donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. That's where the heart is at Route 22 Toyota. So when I tell you they are there to help you, you won't have to deal with dummies. No back and forth. No shenanigans from this car dealer. It comes from my heart. And here's the number now where you can get this great deal. You know, I'll give you you got 5 minutes plus. You know, if you call 855-621-9949 and you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. Check out the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey. Brand spanking new, by the way. The brand new customer lounge. Check out the state-of-the-art service center right there on North Broad Street. But, yeah, you could start here. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter from Route 22 Toyota. It's right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg speaks with Congresswoman Nydia Velasquez from Brooklyn's 7th District about the large number of public housing developments in New York and how more money needs to be pumped into NYCHA. It's Reaching Out at a special time this Saturday afternoon at 2, so we may bring you Syracuse football on AM 970, The Answer.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the San Jose State Spartans at Mikey Stadium on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
I want to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. And, you know, I got the copy in front of me, and I'm supposed to tell you stuff, you know, about wills and trust, power of attorney, healthcare proxy, living will, estate plan. I could tell you how I went to see Mike Connors with my sordid, ridiculous life with a couple exes, a couple kids here and there, you know, where's the money going? But back to business, if indeed you have the problems that I had, and I didn't know where to go, and I went to my son Joey, my consigliere,
the wartime consigliere. He got me to Connors and Solomon. You can get a free seminar from Mike himself. Here, please. Monday, October 28th, Bocelli Restaurant, Highland Boulevard on Staten Island, 11 a.m., 3 p.m., 7 p.m. And then again on Tuesday, October 29th in Midtown, okay, in Manhattan, 3 West Club, that's 3 West 51st Street at 11 and 3. Mike does these for free. But if you can't make it, please call Lisa over there and Bridget's there and Kelly's there. The great team at Connors and Sullivan is standing by for you. You can get a free office appointment if you call 718-238-6500. 718-238-6500. God bless Mike and Beth Connors. I'm telling you, great people. And Mike always says it best when he says, the biggest mistake when it comes to estate planning is not planning at all.
Did you see what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show? Tune into the show every Tuesday morning, 6 to 10 on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
Mamma, son tanto felice perché ritorno da te. La mia canzone ti dice.
Wow. You're making my day. You know who else's day you just made?
Who's?
That beautiful song, Mama. Who was singing that?
That is Andrea Bocelli.
Bocelli. You know who else? You just made my mother, Francesca Adubato's day in Newark, New Jersey, listening right now. Hey, Mom, you there?
Yes, I am. It was great. Wonderful to hear about how Joe's enjoying himself in Italy, seeing his family. What a treat. What a treat, Steve.
My mother and I were having this. By the way, Steve Adubato here with Al Gattullo. Charlie's in the studio as well. Piscopo's over on the Perillo tour with Frank and the team, and he's in Sorrento. He's going to Avellino. Tell folks. I was telling everyone earlier on, you probably weren't up then, about Grandma and Grandpa when they came here from Italy.
Yeah, Grandma and Grandpa. The story is that my dad, Luigi, a wonderful human being, came to this country as a young man, and he was betrothed to my mother, Vincenza, and he stayed here in the United States for 7 years, and the letters went back and forth, and my mother's waiting in this little town, and she finally wrote him a letter and said, listen, Luigi, Salvatore down the road is making eyes at me, and if I don't hear from you, that's it. The engagement is off. Well, Luigi took the first boat over, and they got married, and they were together for, well, close to 70 years. It was a great love story. And wonderful.
That, and you know, that story is replicated in the lives of so many.
You don't
have to be Italian American. Any immigrant who came here to this great country, that is what makes. And it sounds corny, but it's so true. It's what makes our country great. Ma, I just wanted to say hello. I know you're listening this morning. By the way, thank Al for playing Mama. He's one who found it.
Beautiful. Thank you, Al, so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, listen, Steve, I know you're having a great time. I can hear it, and it's great. So you behave yourself. And incidentally, come on.
Hold on one second. If it is true, I lied. You did not hit me with the wooden spoon, but your mother hit me with a wooden spoon.
Oh, yes.
I just want that Vincenza Calvello was quick with the wooden spoon. I'm just saying that. And by the way, my mother's big on civility and respect. We were talking about that before.
Absolutely.
My mother was a former chairman of the Democratic Party in over in Newark, New Jersey. She ran for city council. My family's involved in politics forever. My father always told us, you fight hard in a campaign, but we're not big on name calling. We're not big on ruining other people's reputations.
And then at the end, you shake hands.
Yeah, and I'm big on that.
Join together.
So in that spirit, Ma, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to hear what other people think on this. By the way, my Twitter account, you can let me know what you're thinking is at Steve Adubato. The other thing is I'm going to remind folks that tomorrow we have Governor Murphy live at 925. Tweet me and tweet the show at...
Tweet the show at the Joe Piscopo Show. The Joe Piscopo Show.
And as Al said, we want to just simply ask, what do you want to ask the governor? What's the one question you want me to ask the governor? Whether it's about taxes, legalizing marijuana, New Jersey transit, doesn't matter what it is, just tell us what that is. The telephone number here, pick up the phone, give us a call, 877-970-2999. Steve Adubato here. Proud to be here on AM 970. And you can check us out, by the way, every Sunday on the Leadership Hour, 2 o'clock on Sunday on the Leadership Hour with Steve Adubato and Mary Gamba. So Al, let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. And I want people to call in and tell us where they think I'm right or wrong about this. Okay. I'm a big fan of people say, what do you mean? What's the issue? Why are you talking about civility? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it seems to me that what happened in Congress yesterday between the Democrats and Republicans, the fact that the Democrats are holding this hearing on the impeachment process, if you will, the inquiry, and the fact that some people think it should be a public situation, but the law says that the members of the committee are the ones who need to be there. Republicans did that when they were investigating Clinton, mm-hmm. only those who are on the committee. The Republicans in that room, but those Republicans stormed the room. I don't know whether they're right or wrong, but I'll tell you this. There's not a lot of civility and respect in Congress. There's a lot of name-calling going on in the White House.
Right.
There's a lot of negativity and nastiness and degrading people's reputations and trying to destroy them. And I got to tell you something. My view, it's not just about being nice. It's at the core of what our country is. And if we can't disagree with each other without being not only disagreeable but nasty and negative, we're in big trouble, you say?
I say that you do need to have respect and civility, but I think neither side gives you that, especially in Congress. There's no benefit to a Democrat helping a Republican or vice versa.
What do you mean benefit? How about to the country?
Well, no, but that's the point. They should be coming together to work on things to help for the betterment of the country. Now, there are certain politicians on both sides of the aisle that can do that, but Congressman Peter King is a perfect example.
He has
no problem with reaching across the aisle to get legislation done. But when his own base is attacking him because, oh, you're going to work for the enemy, they're not the enemy. They're all supposed to be there helping us. My issue is, and I know we have to run to traffic, my issue is that why does it have to be that way? Why can't we just elected to do a job for the people. So if you do that job, guess what's going to happen? You're going to get reelected.
But to that end, the whole thing you said, enemy, I don't want to make this about Donald Trump, and I wish the president the best, our president. I don't like people who say he's not my president. When he started calling us in the media the enemy of the people, the word enemy, big in this.
Yeah.
That means if you disagree with me, you're my enemy.
Right. That's
so
not,
the media
should not
is
be
the enemy. To the Democrats, the Republicans are the enemy. To the Republicans, the Democrats are the enemy. Stop with the enemy stuff. The enemy are those who want to hurt this country. They're not other Americans who just have a different point of view. That's my point of view. Pick up the phone. Give me a call. Be respectful. Tell me where I'm wrong. Tell me where I'm right. Let's have a conversation. The number is 877-970-2999. Steve Adubato sitting in for the great and always respectful and civil, regardless of what his point of view is, Joe Piscopo. Steve Adubato will be right back.
All right, we've got an accident involving two tractor trailers on the Cross Bronx westbound at White Plains Road. It's got the center lane blocked and a stall on the Bronx River northbound at Allerton Avenue in the right lane. Inbound George 30 for either deck. Inbound Lincoln is 30. Holland, it's 30 from the Turnpike, 40 from 1 to 9. Again, alternate side in effect. Crash in Alpine on the Palisades Parkway southbound just north of the tolls. That is causing single laning. Crash in the local lanes of 78 westbound at exit 49. Parkway northbound heavy 127 to 148. And we never recovered on the New York State Thruway south, and it's solid from 14B into Westchester from earlier overnight road work. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here.
Join me tonight to hear my compelling conversations with the movers, shakers, and newsmakers of our time.
I'm an equal American just like you are.
People call me because they feel nobody's paying attention.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13. And across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve Adubato.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Join me and the son of our president, Donald Trump Jr., on November the 1st at the next Dining Out Dialogues. We'll be at Bobby Vann's at Park Avenue from 3 to 6 p.m. Join us. Call Bobby Vann's for reservations today.
Pony County Perino Insurance is proud to present the Risk Radio Network podcast. Listen in for priceless insights into the complex world of insurance and learn how to avoid the common roadblocks business owners encounter. You'll hear them only on the Risk Radio Network podcast.
While I'm on the Perillo Piscopo tour in Italy, I wanted to tell you why you should choose Perillo to plan that once-in-a-lifetime trip to Italy, as we all did. Perillo Tours have been operating for 75 continuous years. Steve Perillo represents the third generation of America's favorite travel company to Italy. Perillo only contracts for first-class and deluxe hotels, centrally located for ease of travel. Each hotel is personally inspected by Steve Perillo himself for comfort and convenience. Imagine walking out of your hotel. You're right on the Spanish Steps, right? Or a minute from Venice's iconic St. Mark's Square, or right in the center of the historic district of Florence. Comfort and convenience, that is the hallmark of a Perillo tour. Taking all the stress out of traveling, call for your new Perillo 2020 Italy brochure at 888-PERILLO, 888-PERILLO, P-E-R-I-L-L-O, or visit PerilloTours.com or your travel agent. Don't forget Perillo's Hawaiian vacations at all deluxe oceanfront Hyatt hotels. Perfect for honeymoons, everything included at one low price. Everyone knows someone who's enjoyed a Perillo tour. Now it's your turn. Perillo Tours. Mike Lindell, the CEO and inventor of MyPillow, appreciates how you have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. He is such a loyal, great guy. You can get great discounts right now on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listeners Special. Get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, Mike is offering a buy one, get one free offer today on MyPillow's buy one, get one free. You can also pre-order Mike's book here, What Are the Odds? From crack addict to CEO, and you'll get $10 off with promo code AM970 and free shipping on your entire order. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials for the buy one, get one free MyPillow offer. Enter promo code AM970 or call 800-651-0798 for these great specials. MyPillow, 800-651-0798. 9-8.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Toyota.
All right, 7:56 here. Al Gattulo, Steve Adubato holding down the fort while Joe Piscopo and the rest of the crew are in Italy enjoying themselves in Sorrento. But we've got a great stretch of weather coming for the next couple of days. Rob Miller is here to give us all the details. Rob?
Yeah, it's chilly starts of the day today with temperatures hovering right around 50 degrees, but we're going to warm up nicely this afternoon, a high of about 66 degrees, plenty of sunshine around today. Another chilly night tonight, low down near 50 in the heart of the city, outside of the city probably down into the low 40s, but nice weather for tomorrow and Saturday, 65 for a high tomorrow, mostly sunny skies. A few more in the way of clouds on Saturday, a little cooler, high 60, and then unfortunately some rain will be moving into the city to end out the weekend. But overall, though, the next few days are going to be pretty nice for this time of year.
Very cool. All right, Rob, we'll check in with you in next hour. That's good. I like that. A couple of nice days, and then we got a little rain on Sunday, Steve. That's not always good.
Well, I'm very concerned about the weather because our daughter has Olivia has a soccer game, or our son has a football game for Seton Hall Prep. But I'll tell you what, my golf season's over. you know when you end the golf season?
When's that?
You end when last Sunday nobody cares about this, including my wife. When I try to break down my round, she goes, "Why are you telling me as if I care?" I shot a 39 on the back nine.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good round.
Right. What'd you shoot on the front nine?
I didn't. You don't have to bring that up. I said the back nine, and as a news guy, you always have to ask in the inappropriate way. No wonder Trump is upset with the media because you are the enemy. You are
the
enemy.
Question.
No.
I'm the enemy.
I'm going to say it was It was higher than 39 by a lot.
By a lot.
And I shot the 39, and I called my wife, and I said, "Golf season's over." She said, "Why?" I said, "Because I shot in 39 on the back nine, and it's not going to get any better than that."
So
I really don't care about the weather other than for everybody else, but my season's over.
Okay, there you go.
Again, something nobody else cares about, just me.
That's true. That's true. It's a good point.
Hey, listen, by the way, when we get back from this, we're going to talk about civility in politics, how we can be how we can disagree with each other without being disagreeable and disrespectful. No name calling. And by the way, happy birthday to our son, Nick, who's turning 17,
That's awesome.
A junior at Seton Hall Prep. Nick, I'm going to give you a shout-out. You're getting no present, but you're getting a shout-out. Love you, son.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970,
The Answer.
52 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Tension is brewing between the MTA leadership and the union workforce. Members of the Transit Workers Union packed the MTA board meeting yesterday, blasting MTA Chairman Pat Foy. Foy did credit the union for turning around a transit system in crisis as bus and subway service improves. Meantime, union leaders say the MTA has imposed a wage freeze on 40,000 workers, which has led to a contract stalemate.